Hello, my friends from Frankfurt and Buenos Aires. Here I am speaking with my friends Felicia and Tomás. And today we are going to talk about the show Control we did with Simon Spicer and Lucas Mueller last Saturday at Felicia's and Philip's space called Control. In this little program today, we are also going to talk about the homeopathy on how to be cool and how you can balance your doshas for that purpose. Thomas, DJ, please, a little bit slower, the music there. Bueno, first of all, we have three basic concepts so that you can understand the doshas. Vata is melank, too emo, pitta, too much excited, and kapha, slow climber. Okay, we're also going to talk about music typologies and these three doshas, like, for example, celebrity doshas. And we're also going to analyze the show and put some music. Bueno. We can start with... You want to talk? We can start with the first Vata song we were analyzing in the car just before here, that maybe Bob Dylan could be a good example because of his physique du rôle. He's very Vata. He's always cold. He's very thin. He's changing always of character, like... He's an actor in stage. His astrological sign is Gemini, the twins. And his rising is, I think that, I don't remember. Okay. Then we have, another bad example is Joey Ramone. He has the perfect example of a Vata dosha type body. Okay, Pitta, which was the too much excited, could be Iggy Pop. He has like a medium sized body, very well formed, and his temperature is hot, his music temperature. Then Kapha could be Kapha. Elvis is an example of a dosha that changes throughout life. For example, Elvis starts with a pitta body and finishes, after all, his trip throughout this planet as a kapha body, fat. Fat in the piano. Slow and fat in the piano. Okay, so now, please, Thomas, DJ, let's play the first Vata song. It can be a Joey Ramone or a Bob Dylan song. Now, please. Now. Sailing in through the mist, you were born with a snake in both of your fists while a hurricane was blowing. Freedom just around the corner for you, but with truth so far off, what good will it do?
Wow, it's over.
Here we are back with Felicia. She didn't like the song so much because she's Pita. That's why.
She's a Pita. How do you know that? I was wondering the whole time when you were installing the show control, what it is, this Pita Kapha Vata. But now we know I'm not Vata. I couldn't stand this song.
Yes, you couldn't stand this song, and you get up early in the morning very easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
So Pita has the energy in the tip of their fingers, like you.
And you are Vata.
I'm Vata.
That's right. And you liked this song?
Kind of, sometimes, yes. I don't know. Bueno, you were asking me about control. Mm. Control, the title comes from controlling your three doshas so you can be cool in art. How to be cool.
Yeah.
The homeopathy of being cool. Homeopathy is a medicine that it's about quantities and about controlling these quantities because in our body we have the three doshas, so it's just something we have to balance and control very consciously.
So when is this open? When someone, for example, when someone is a Vata, does this mean that he's in a bigger percentage Vata than Pita and Kapha?
Very good, Thomas. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So in this case, we could say Felicia is probably, what, 5% Vata? Or you didn't like the song at all. So maybe you're not.
But
not
you have an emo component, Felicia. Some emo component.
Emo?
Yeah.
Component?
In yourself.
We have kind of sound on the headphones. Mm. I don't know how I could try to take some of these stuff here. Yeah, I think I'm Pita. It's very clear. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous.
That's it.
Can we play another song?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
Let's play a Pita song for Felicia.
Oh, yes, this would be perfect.
What would
first,
you choose?
I need to get into the show with Pita songs, and then we can start to talk about the show.
Okay.
What was really cool in it. Okay. I think it's really a cool show. A beauty salon and a massage room.
Let's go for Pita song then. What do you say? Iggy Pop.
No, more German here.
No? Too
Misfits
for Germany. No, we already played a Misfits song. What would you choose? Not that I have much here, Felicia, but what would you say is
Rolling Stones?
A Pita song you
there was this Rolling Stone song that you were listening to. Yeah, Rolling Stone is okay.
Yeah, okay, but not quite.
Which are your favorite bands, Felicia?
Not now.
No, nothing.
I don't know. You have more these 60s, 70s?
60s, 70s. Let's see.
I don't know if you're listening to this stuff, then I'm wondering what kind of music are you doing, making?
Oh.
Can you explain it a little bit?
Not
please.
That I'm listening
please.
To this stuff. No, I would consider myself very Vata, but when I do music, I don't know if there's a direct relationship between what I consume and what I do. Relating to the goshas or
doshas.
Yeah. What would you say?
I think that you are Vata, but you produce as a Pita.
Yeah, that's yes. I would say the same.
Yeah. Bueno, put something. Show us.
What? What shall I show you?
Yeah, please. Something.
The music you consume.
The music I consume. Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Here I sleep the morning through, till the wail of the call to prayer awakes me, and there is nothing at all to do but rise and follow the day wherever it takes me. I stand at the window and I look at the sea, and I am what I am, and what will be will be. I stand at the window and I look at the sea, then I make me a pot of opium tea. Down at the port I watch the boats come in. Oh, watch the boats come in can do something to you. And the kids gather round with an outstretched hand, and I toss them a dirham or two. Well, I wonder if my children are thinking of me, 'cause I am what I am, and what will be will be. I wonder if my kids are thinking of me, and I smile and I sip my opium tea. At night the sea lashes the rust-red ramparts, and the shapes of hooded men move past me. And the mad moaning wind lives and lives and lives the strange lot the fate has cast me. Well, the cats in the rampart sing merrily that he is what he is, and what will be will be. Yeah, the cats on the rampart sing merrily, and I sit and I drink my opium tea. I'm a prisoner here, I can never go home. There is nothing here to win or lose. There are no choices needed to be made at all, not even the choice of having to choose. Well, I'm a prisoner here, yes, but I'm also free, 'cause I am what I am, and what will be. I'm a prisoner here, yeah, but I'm also free, and I smile and I sip my opium tea.
Voilà, now we are back in the studio, Victoria, Thomas and me, talking about control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the opening was last Saturday, and yeah, you prepared a lot of stuff before, like also what you brought from Argentina is somehow related to the show because of the documentation you have also about the spa of your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when I heard a few months ago that the 140-year spa of my family was going to be sold, I started to check deposits, forgotten places, and I found these photos, which are part of Emo Tribal and Control, the show. Because when something is about to finish or die, somehow your desire becomes clear. And mine, in this case, is to use it for my work, use the material for my work. So I brought all this documentation that was part of the Control show and did some paintings in relation with a mosaic design that was in the pool of the spa, which is a mermaid and Neptune. Mm-hmm.
All right, and the errands and other photographies. Yeah, the photos are really nice, and they were made by your grandfather, or he found this stuff, he used it as...
The image of the pool Like yeah. these photographs are date back to the 50s, probably.
Mm.
And in one of those pictures, I can see my mother posing, but I don't know who did them. But I like them because they're highly choreographed and there are models posing.
Mm.
And they remind me somehow of something made by Fellini. Mm. Yes, and it was material found.
Mm. All right.
I don't know who took the pictures.
Mm. And because of the spa, became you, because of that, also interested in all these stuff that you are using now also for shows, these Ayurvedish, just kind of...
Totally, from since a long time I'm obsessed with these themes about astrology and Ayurveda and homeopathy and oriental medicine or every kind of medicine. So I call it like this homeopathy in art, like when you're painting you're also using homeopathy because you're like a little bit of this and a little bit of that to make something cool. You're always balancing your doshas.
All right. To balance the dosha. Mm-hmm. So do you think that happened last Saturday? Is that people balance the dosha?
Maybe. No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. It was an excess. It was an excess of art. No, yes.
So to balance the dosha would be something else?
The weather was not accompanying us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weather was too bad.
So we had to... But we had these kaffa drinks that were very good for the body and to feel better. But I think that people, yes, they were very hyper-excited and cold and also confused. Yes, I liked the reaction.
Mm. Yeah, it was out a bit. So that was your impression?
Yes, my impression was that maybe now in this finissage, we will have a more clear result of the reaction of the public.
Yeah, maybe that's the idea, that because the weather was so bad and now we're going to try to make this again happen. And for that, you said last day, the finissage, it's May 26th at, starting at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can have some barbecue. Maybe it could be possible to have some barbecue. Last Saturday it was raining the whole day. You missed it. You came late.
I arrived straight from the plane. This guy came to pick me up suddenly with a card of the show and took me right out of the airport and straight to this German farm, like just the way you would picture it when you're, I don't know, 8 years old, like really pictorial, really cinematographical. He takes me right inside this place. Till the moment I got down off the car, I wasn't even sure if I had been kidnapped or something, taking me right straight to this, what would you call it, warehouse in the outskirts of Frankfurt. And yes, wow.
Kidnapped in a barn.
Kidnapped in the barn, exactly, yes.
Mm.
So, surprised, yes.
It was
mostly I was surprised of this,
mm-hmm.
Entering this room in the middle of the farm
mm-hmm.
and suddenly finding this beauty and cosmetics and emotional. Whatever show going on, quite exciting.
Okay.
But I didn't get the... Well, I didn't go through the whole experience, as you know.
No? Mm-hmm.
I arrived late and this kind of changed my perspective. Yes, please, Victoria, seem anxious to...
What was interesting also about the show was that the three artists we participated first, we were living together in the barn in Philip's residence and Felicia's. And we were three integrants that each of us had. I am from Argentina, Lucas is from Germany, but Simon was a medium in between the three components because he's the true emotropical. Simon Spacer is the true emotropical because he has a mixture of German and Ecuadorian identity.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas Müller, he's German.
German.
You can have two identities and mm-hmm. then it's a better balance. But how do you become a tropical emo?
Tropical emo, it's... You can't become, you're born tropical emo. It's like elegance. So you can't acquire it. Yeah. But you can become a little bit emo tropical if you want by traveling to South America. Maybe.
That's enough. Maybe traveling to Asia. Does it make sense?
No, because it's true. It has to do with the identity. Something emo in tropical places. For example, in Buenos Aires, like tango, for example, in Buenos Aires, that it's hot, but it's sad at the same time.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's about temperatures.
Mm. Okay, now I understand.
We thought that this term, emotropical, was very last year, so we invented a new one for this
show,
which was Carisma Tribal.
Mm.
Felicia apported this term and we stole it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she contributed. She's a contributor of this whole concept. And yes, Carisma Tribal, it's the same as emotropical, but with another words.
Mm-hmm.
It's the charisma of the tribe. The charisma inside endogamia. How to say? Endogamic groups. Because, yes, I don't know. I think that coming from Argentina, maybe I was, I like to show like how friends and endogamic groups in art remain together and are happy inside that.
Interesting. Can you play another track?
Sure. Here we go.
Yep.
Since I was young, I've been very hard to please. And I don't know wrong from right. But there is one thing I could never understand. Some of the sick things that a girl does to a man. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. All of my friends at school grew up and settled down, and they mortgaged off their lives. One thing's not said too much, but I think it's true. They just get married 'cause there's nothing else to do. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. Trying to make up my mind
really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. The day can come when you get old and sick and tired of life. You just never realize. Maybe the choice you made wasn't really right. But you go out and you don't come back at night. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence.
song we are playing is about a group called Travesti, an Argentinian band. This Argentinian band comes from a neighborhood in Buenos Aires called Bursaco, Bursac.
Thank you.
Yo, now we are back. Out of control. Thinking of getting a call, but not sure. Should we announce the number? We are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and you could ask, maybe if we listen to a voice, could you say if if someone is Vata, Pitta or Kapha?
Mm-hmm. Maybe talking like a little bit, I could say the dosha type, and I could also guess his astrology or her astrology sign, star sign.
Mm. Okay, should we test?
Yes, let's give it a try.
Okay, then the number is 069-299-71211-299-71211 Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what do we listen right now to?
We are listening to, as Victoria said before, this is a band from Argentina. It's called Travesti, which basically means transvestite, no? And the song is called I Love Rolling Stones.
Mm. Oh, we are getting a call.
Oh, we're getting a call. Nice.
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, was war das? 299-71211.
Hello, my friends from Frankfurt. We're here again. And now we're going to do a little exercise with Thomas here. We're going to play a song, an Argentinian song, from an Argentinian songwriter called Charlie Garcia. He comes from a band. He had a lot of bands, but the first one he was called Sui Generis. And the song is called I'm Not In Love. Thomas will make a live translation to the English language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding the train road, doing things I don't want to do. All of this has an explanation. I'm not in love. When people say that I'm fine, they can't really see through my skin. They just do it for comfort. I'm not in love. He needs someone to undo. I need to see. To get bored, I'd rather suffer. To sell myself, I'd rather die. I only never wanted to be like you. I'm not in love. Suffer. To sell myself, I'd rather die. I only never wanted to be like you. I'm not in love. I'm not in love.
Has not enough something to do with control, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
About? Is this a Kaffa song, Pita song, Vata song?
It's a very Pita song, but the executor is very Vata. He's alcoholic and very, very thin.
Mm. And what about the lyrics?
The lyrics are very Pita style. Very, very Pita style.
In what sense?
The lyrics and the music are Pita because they are very up.
So up like?
Up like high.
Up like high.
Like being high.
Uh-huh. And but what would you say about the attitude of, you know, I'm not in love?
We just announced the, yes, in Facebook, the telephone number. Maybe Philip wants to call us.
Philip Zach.
Philip Zach.
Yeah, come on.
Put an I like, come on, don't be shy, Frankfurt.
Pick up the phone.
It's a nice morning.
Yes.
For hanging out in your house and calling the radio.
Hello.
Hey,
after this, we are going to John Knight's show at
Porticus.
Porticus.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it's also a good chance to find out whether you're Vata, Pita, or Kapha. Come on, people.
Yeah.
No. What's going on?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go us on line.
Maybe we can play a Kaffa song that we yet didn't investigate. Something heavy, what? Slow.
Heavy and slow.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that you can balance with Kaffa, Pita or Vata songs really your dosha?
Totally, Felicia. What an interesting question. Because when you're depressed, for example, or very low energy, it's not good to hear melancholic songs at all. It can be very dangerous. So if you're in your studio painting, a little bit depressed, we recommend you to play something like noise or abstract or techno. Of course, we were hearing a lot of techno with Lucas in the show while we were working. And our energy went changing very, very much in the different songs we played. Yes, that was important in the show while we were constructing it.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas needs techno.
Lucas needed techno to build, build up
tennis.
To build up his his painting that was a tennis court.
A huge one.
A huge
one from this hotel.
Mm-hmm, this huge painting made for this place.
Yeah, it was the exact tennis court.
It could also have been a ping pong table. If you put it horizontally, you could have used it.
Could have worked, yes.
Mm.
Very true. What, Lucas, would he be a Vata type?
Yes, with Lucas we made the test and he's Vata.
Mm-hmm. Which, tell me about that. What is the test you would do to find out someone's doja?
To find a test you could do is just watch him move.
Ah, okay.
Or
okay.
Measure the pulse. It's more exact.
Uh-huh. Ah, so it's related to the pulse as well.
Yes. It's related to the blood vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's why music also influences.
Influences, right.
And is this kind of dosha, vita, pata, kappa, is it related also to astrology somehow?
Yes, because in these three medicines, you have the Indian medicine, which is the Ayurvedic thing we are talking about, has three elements. The Chinese has five, and the Greek, which is the one of the temperaments like choleric, melancholic,
sanguine,
and phlegmatic, they are four. So you have three, four, and five in the three different medicine cultures, but you can correlate them with a table, yes. And with astrology, you can make the same. There are some signs that are more choleric, some are more melanc. Usually the earth signs are melanc, like Capricorn, Tauro, and Virgo are characterized by a more melanc humor, which could be somehow but a mixture of Vata Kapha.
Uh-huh. And what about water signs?
Water signs are the crab and Pisces and Scorpio. And they also share this melancholic thing, but they are very phlegmatic too.
Uh-huh. Phlegmatic.
What are you?
I'm Cancer, yes. I'm Cancer, Libra rising, Aquarius moon. So, what would you say? What doja?
I think you should eat hot food.
Hot food? And what music should I listen to? Depending on what I want to do?
You should listen a little bit to Kapha songs, because Kapha. You need to settle down and like put your weight more on this earth. Like it would bring you more to earth because it's more cosmic. Your
my what?
Identity.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have 1 minute left. So the last thing we can say is, if you want to follow up these dialogues with Victoria, maybe Thomas, at the weekends till 26th of May, where the last day is of the show, you can come to Carbon, to Leon Hardy Kulturprojekt, which is also on the internet. So check it out. And you want to follow up with talks? Maybe?
Yes, of course, but live in the show.
Live in the show?
In the show, in the finissage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're having a Botox party, probably. In the finish.
It's the ultimate.
But this is not good for your dosha if you take Botox or...
No, it's perfect because it just
gives you a better feeling.
Balances your self-esteem.
Okay, so we can say goodbye. Okay, that was really nice that you came here.
Thank you, Felicia, for inviting us.
And for doing the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you, bye.
See you.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Wir Kinder aus der Liesel Österreicher Schule machen unsere erste Radiosendung. Am Freitag um 15 Uhr hören Sie uns auf Radio X. Ein Projekt der LBR Hessen.
Bitte einschalten. Auf Radio X.
Um Geld, gib mir nur deine Hand. Ich kauf dir morgen die Welt. Egal wohin du willst, wir fliegen um die Welt. Hau sofort wieder ab, wenn es dir hier nicht gefällt. Ost, West oder Nord, hab den Jackpot an Bord. Will von hier über London direkt nach New York. Denn ab heute lebe ich jeden Tag, als ob ich morgen tot